She brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hi, and welcome to It's a New Day. Benny, you got some great Thanksgiving plans?
I do. I'm heading east with the woman, and we're going to spend time with her family this year.
Wonderful. Yeah. That means it's going to a serious level.
I hope so. I'm expecting.
That's a beautiful thing.
Well, thank you.
I could just feel the love oozing out of you.
I'm looking forward to the food,
Holy cow, though.
I really am.
Do you like, you know what? I'm cooking.
Are you?
Yeah.
So am I coming to your place, too? Or are you going to be over there? Wow.
No, seriously, I'm cooking. You know, it's my boyfriend and I, and we kind of open our house up to people who are homeless.
Oh, okay.
They don't have somewhere else to go, and so it's kind of like a free-for-all. And I think this is maybe only like the 10th turkey I've ever cooked in my life. So
10th? That's pretty good. It sounds like you're a veteran.
Yeah, yeah, at 10, and you know, considering I'm into my 50s, that's okay.
I think that's just fine.
Get the nervous, like, oh, please let my turkey turn out okay.
You know, a lot of people, I think, though, around the holidays have, you know, visions of like, it's not going to work out. Just relax.
You do have to relax.
It all works out.
Something might happen.
Yeah,
and then,
well,
you know, maybe it's supposed to.
Yeah, right? So we all go for takeout.
It cracks me up. Oh, I tell you. Hey, I got some things I want to talk about today.
All right.
All right. We're going to open up the phone lines for anybody who would like to always call in and share anything. But, you know, I'm kind of hooked on this whole Thanksgiving thing. But there's been a few things lately because, you know, I'm kind of a news junkie. I like to know what's going on in the news. I got to tell you this funny story. Okay. Well, maybe it won't be funny to you. But, all right. Have you heard about Charles Darwin?
Yes. The Darwin Awards and all that.
Yeah. So you know who Charles Darwin is, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're celebrating his 200th anniversary of Darwin's birth.
Okay.
All right. So it's a big thing, right? Okay. So this just comes out. And I was reading this, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He had a book that was called, I don't know what it was called. But anyhow, it was a publication of one of his favorite books. And there are only 1,250 copies ever sold.
And this is way back then, though, too.
This is correct. In 1859. Recently.
Quite a while ago.
Okay, recently. Okay. One of the books has been found.
Huh.
Yeah. Guess where?
No kidding.
You're going to love this.
Probably here.
This is Darwin. Okay.
Here in Seattle?
Tell me Darwin wouldn't love the metaphor of this. The book was found in a home in Oxford. On the bookshelf behind the toilet seat.
Are you kidding? That's so funny.
And I'm cracking myself up. And it's going to, Christie's Auction House is going to put it up for auction tomorrow. And they're, okay, are you ready for this?
That's awesome.
And they're they think they can sell it for $99,000.
Oh, it'll go for more than that. It'll go for more than that.
I'm thinking, what is behind my toilet seat or above it?
Better good luck.
Charles Darwin. He's got to be like sending laughter down.
Wow.
Like, wow, look at that.
That's kind of a trip.
I know. It was cracking me up. I was reading, I thought, I got to share this. Okay, because I like humor. And I think this is pretty, you know, pretty phenomenal.
Like that's
it really is.
That's good.
There's another thing that people keep coming to me and they keep asking me, and you know, Benny, I kind of, and I apologize for this, but I kind of said something to you about this. You know where I stand on flu shots.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't tell people to get them. I don't tell people not to get them, right? But I personally am not for them. I think that they affect our children, and that autism is up in this country, and that there's a whole lot of disabilities that are attached to them. Well, I love it when I get validation from somebody respectful that is now speaking out against this, all right? So for all of you who are really not sure if you want to get a flu shot or if you're not sure if you should vaccinate your children, before you do, go to YouTube, pull up Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and listen to his shocking vaccinating cover-up. It only take you about 8 minutes to listen to this. His mother asked him to do this, and he has made this a cause, and he is now going against the House of Representatives on vaccinations. It's very, very interesting. It's there's a lot of covering up that's been going on around it. And, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I certainly am going to be able to pass on the information because I have the microphone in my face. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his shocking vaccination cover-up by YouTube. Watch what he has to say about this and his passion behind it. His facts and are just staggering. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. So, Benny, I don't know. Did you get your vaccine?
I've been holding my breath because I think you know that I did.
I know, and, but I wouldn't let you do it during my show.
No, I did it after, and you were still kind of bummed about it. But you know what? I will say this, though, Dawn. In defense for you, this is the first time I've ever had one. So up until now, last year I got hit with it twice really hard. And I don't know why, because most people got it once, and for some reason I got it twice. So, I asked around. I was like, you know what? Maybe I should think about doing it this year. Asked a couple of different people. So it's been a 50-50, and then finally I spoke with one other gentleman, and he's like, I've done it every year, and he really has never been sick for the last 5-6 years.
I've never done it and haven't been sick.
Well, that's good, though, too. See, that's what I'm saying. It's fuel for the fire on your side
debate. I also have a mentality around that. So I do want to share my mentality around that, okay?
Okay.
If I do get sick, my body is very intelligent, and it is of my belief that if the flu comes to me, unless it's bacterial and it's life-threatening, and I will need then some kind of an antibiotic, my body's going to know how to fight it off, and it's going to get stronger for it. That's my belief, that when things come into our system sometimes, it's getting our system stronger.
Sure.
And it's detoxifying us with old, icky stuff at the same time.
I agree 100%.
So if my resistance is down and I'm feeling low and down, all right, it's telling me that maybe I need some assistance in getting the pukey, icky stuff out of me.
The ugly guys out of there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we've come a long way. We're a pretty clean society. You know, we're not, you know, a third world country here. And, you know, I mean, I clean my house and shower and wash my utensils every day.
So. And see, I do too. And that's the whole premise of me getting it again is, you know, I had it twice. So I figured, well, if I got the first one, which is bad, it laid everybody out for about a week.
Yeah.
I came to work a couple times. And then the other one, I was just like, you know what? I'm not even making it into work. But then, like a couple of months later, again, I got it again. Like the same thing. Like, okay, what's going on? Like,
are you washing your hands?
I am. I'm doing everything normally that I've never done.
Seriously, you got to wash your hands.
Yeah, and I don't. No, I know. And everyone's like, oh, it's the same strain. I'm like, well, if it's the same strain, how did I get it twice? And why am I getting the same stuff again? You know, the same ickiness. And so I finally was like, you know what? That's when I started thinking about getting into it. So
it's a one-time thing. I respect you.
It's a one-time thing.
You know what? You might want to do it again. You know, I just tell you, go listen to the video. It might make you think long and hard about it. There's a lot that just isn't being told to us.
Sure. And I agree. And again.
And I'm kind of annoyed by that.
Okay.
Because, you know, I mean, it's not just about the flu shot. All right. There's a new discovery that's come out just in the last weekend. All right. Now they're saying, okay, now this has really thrown me into confusion. All right.
Okay.
Is global warming real or was it all a lie?
So who wrote that question?
Actually, they've now got proof.
What?
Yep. This is it. Okay. So I can't tell people what to think. Yeah. I got to tell you, even I am a little confused by this, all right? Okay. But this is actually come out in the main news. But I'm not going to talk about what's coming out in the main news because I don't really trust the main news right now, all right?
Yeah,
I just listen to
on.
It because I want to see how they're trying to, you know, trip me up a little bit and cover up. And they probably wouldn't like me for saying that, but that's okay. That's just my opinion. It doesn't hold a lot of weight.
Sure.
But I do follow Earth Changes Media's website.
Okay.
All right. And I love the stuff that's coming out. They've found emails dated back to 10 years from these scientists.
Wow.
That, were cover-ups. And I just have to ask, who are they covering up for? And what was the whole scandal of this? And there's scientific fact that they know that what they were stating was wrong, but yet they continued on with the cover-up. All right. And on Earth Changes Media, Mitch Batros has actually posted, he's got all these emails that have all been documented by the Washington post. So they're all confirmed, and there's several files that are now coming out in the clinical clinical research unit of the University of East Anglia in Great Britain. So this is all coming out now, this whole thing. And he's got some of this posted right on the front of his website. It's really good. But his backup statement is around the solar sun. And one of the things that he says is that just as the sun's solar activity affects the Earth's magnetic field, which has a dramatic effect on Earth's weather, i.e. earthquakes, floods, volcanoes, hurricanes, so does this wave of electrical currents affect the human body's magnetic field. So what goes on in the sun has a direct effect on us. They know this. This has been highly, highly well-developed and revealed in almost all of modern medicine, known as transcranial magnetic stimulation. And it provides empirical evidence of how magnetic fields can influence human emotions. All right? The solar cycle 24 has begun. It actually has begun. NASA is behind this. NOAA is behind this. ESA is behind this. And they know now that it is 50% stronger than its record-breaking predecessor, Cycle 23, which produced the largest solar flare ever recorded. And now we're in Cycle 24.
Okay.
So the sun will reach its apex, the maximum that it's going to do, and release this electrical, magnetical occurrence that affect us. It's going to release this in late 2011 and 2012. All right. So okay. Right in that between 2011 and 2012. So we're going to have another huge mass release. And I love what Mitch says, because Mitch says, I believe it will be the magnetic influence produced by the sun, which will usher in what is described by our ancient ancestors as the transition, bringing us to a new state of being. So I just wanted to get that off my chest, because I'll talk more about it when we come back from a break. But that's some pretty fascinating stuff. You're listening to It's a New Day. I'll be right back.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current-day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Ridgeway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far-infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
And welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day, and I'm Dawn Marie, your host. We were talking about just some things that were going on and global warming and what's the scandal, what's the truth. And this has been going on for 10 years, and I find it interesting because Al Gore was given the Nobel Peace Prize for this. And I love the metaphor of his movie, which I've never seen. Have you ever seen it, Benny?
Yes, I have.
Okay. It's called The Inconvenient Truth.
Super inspiring.
Is it?
I liked it.
Okay.
Apparently you haven't?
Well, I haven't seen it.
Ah.
So I can't really say one way or another.
Go see it.
But I never believed what was really going on. So I probably should just go get it and see it just because now I'm really curious. But I mean, one way or another, no matter how you look at this, there's no winner in this. Because for those of you out there and behind the global warming and have believed that it's been real, should be especially angry by the dishonesty that's coming out right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would be angered by this. This dishonesty taints all research and studies that have been done over the years. It's a little it's disheartening.
It is.
It really is. And then there's the other side, all right, who, you know, for those of you who have been, you know, skeptical of global warming, claims, it tends to support the conclusion of the claims that are false and that has been, you know, tanked. It has literally tanked science all along. So now science has now taken a bad rap because you had certain individuals who wanted to get this out. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the truth is, but it's going to be interesting because they're talking about pressing charges against what's gone down.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but I have a tendency to rely on the sun and the planets.
Like we all do.
And I have a strong belief system that they actually do have a profound effect on us, and they affect our moods, they affect, you know, our temperaments. And, you know, I was listening to a show earlier today where it talked about empathic people should maybe cleanse themselves more. The truth is that I think we're all sensitive. I think everybody has a great sense to themselves. It's just to what level does it get penetrated? And when certain things happen in the world through our sun, it's going to affect all of us. Does anybody forget what 9/11 did? I mean, I don't know about you, but it wasn't my greatest day in history. You know, so it had a profound effect on all of us. And, you know, I didn't live during the Korean War and I didn't live during the Civil War. But I'll guarantee you anything that goes on that has a global magnitude is going to have a profound effect
sure.
on us.
Mm-hmm.
The sun releasing the next solar flares is going to have a profound mm-hmm. effect on us. And what I think is it may even heighten your sensitivities right now. So your intuition and how you're feeling about things that are going on around you in your current environment may become heightened in the next year or two. And I'll guarantee you, even if you're sound asleep and you don't really believe in any of the hokey pokey, you're still going to become heightened. And I just call it the hokey pokey because what is the hokey pokey really all about?
Take your CFCs out. Take your CFCs out and shake it all about.
Shake
That's
it
all I got.
About.
That's all I got.
It's going to get shaken all
right,
about.
Right.
That's
I see
right.
where you're going with that one. Okay.
No, you think of the song, and if we do the hokey pokey.
I know. I was like, don't put your CFCs in, you take them out.
Well, I'm, you know, I stay lighthearted on this. I mean, I bring this information
uh-huh.
because, you know, a lot of people say in the spiritual world, you know, and in a lot of spiritual communities that I roll in, don't watch the news, don't pay attention to what's going on. This is important stuff. We should know about this stuff that's going on. This isn't just political. This is like, who is behind this? Who? What?
Conspiracy.
What? What's the whole point? I'm a little dumbfounded.
Well, you should definitely see the movie, I know, because for me, though, it brings a good perspective on how we are treating Mother Nature and how we are treating the world. And I grew up, you know, with the whole CFC things on that. They were in spray cans and so forth, and then they took them out.
Right.
And we've done really a great job on reducing a lot of that. And we're trying to reduce, you know, our was it the hole above Antarctica and so forth like that, you know, the global warming problem, which is still... it's still a problem for us, but we've slowed the rate at which us as a society is gaining ground, you know, as population. But it's still, we're still hurting her.
So you think global warming is primarily all about recycling?
I think it helps. It totally does. But I mean, you're by us recycling, though, those machines that are helping us to recycle are obviously re-releasing stuff in the atmosphere. So,
I mean, thank you.
It is. It's back and forth. We are helping each other out as best as we can.
Right.
You know?
Well, I would agree with you that I believe that if global warming did nothing else, it did bring to our awareness that this is our Earth.
Sure.
And that
it's the only one we got.
It belongs to all of us, not just some of us. And it's up to us as a responsible, you know, person inhabiting the earth that we take care of it.
Right.
Absolutely. That I totally agree with. And at the same time, I do believe that the changes that are coming really don't have to do with what they, you know, led us into believing was part of global warming, but actually as to what's going on. And I think Greg Braden is a fabulous person. If you want to go read about this and learn more about this, follow Greg Braden, because I think the man is brilliantly on target with what he's doing around this. And he's a scientist as well. And science and spirituality hold each other's hands. They're not separate. Most of the stuff that I do has a science element to it, including my intuition and my psychic abilities and my dreams. They're all connected. I'm not disconnected from everything that's going on. I mean, when I come in here during the studio, you know, each and every week, the first thing I do is I connect with you, Benny.
Mm-hmm. You do.
And I check your energy and we sync it up. And you know, on occasion, you know, my energy might be a step off and on occasion your energy, but we sync it up. And we do that so that we can get the harmony out into all the listeners. Well, the same is you can do that even driving in your car. You can pay attention. I mean, you know, what the whole road rage and things that go on with people and that anger that spews out. You know, the fastest way to dispel that is to just send them a little love, smile and wave at them. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your anger with me today. God bless you on that journey.
Thanks.
I mean, sometimes it's just a simple, playful thing.
I've totally done that. Someone will easily cut me off, and I'll like pull next to them, thinking they're doing the same, and I just wave at them, and they're like, "What is that all about?" And then they'll kind of, you know, they just sit there and be like, "Hmm, yeah, I guess I did just cut them off."
So we forget to be thankful for that reminder of like,
yeah.
"Wow, you know, what? we don't know what happened. We don't know what's going on with that man. He could have just lost his job, you know, and his wife could have just told him she was divorcing him, and all of a sudden the man's going to be homeless, and he just feels like flipping someone off,
or taking me out on the road. I've got two wheels, people, not four like you." Only got two. Be nice
you
to
know,
me.
It's just like, why nice. React to it?
Yeah.
We don't know. We really don't know what is going on. And the truth is even with global warming, I don't know what's going on. And the lies behind the vaccines, I don't know. All I know is that there is always another side. So some of you have a full-hearted belief. Great. You know, then I would like to know what you have to back that up, because I like to share in that belief system. But in my intuition and my connectedness to the spirit world and how I perceive my sensitivities, something inside of me says it's not right. And you know, I was a mom who did vaccinate my children, and luckily my children are fine from that. But I always like to know the other side, and, you know, I think Kennedy brings it home, and you should really go check out
his
video.
I think I'm going to have to go check it out and see what's up.
It's really amazing. It really touched my heart, actually.
One of our other shows, too, it's the I'm Thankful Network. It was on earlier last week, actually. Dr. Patricia Nan Anderson was talking about how, you know, kids growing up and parents, you know, getting, you know, immunizations and so forth like that. Kids are up to like now 24 separate, you know, basically puncture holes of what they need to take to survive when they come out of the womb and so forth like
right.
that.
It's not right.
Whether from, you know, from when you were born, it was probably like maybe one or two. There was only like a one or two things around at the time.
Yeah, I got my polio scar.
I'm just, yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. And for me, you know, I've got something like that too, but it was about maybe like 10 for me in 77. But then now it's like 24. Can you believe that? It's a cocktail of stuff that you got to shove in your body.
Right. And we don't really know the long-term effects.
It's mind-boggling.
And when we look at autism and mm-hmm. developmentally disabled, mm-hmm. you know, patrons of our world, you know what? It's staggering. The numbers are actually staggering. I wish I had them sitting in front of me because I certainly would share that.
That's right.
But it's just something to become consciously aware of. If it's something you want to do and your heart's set on having it, God bless you. But if you're not sure, this is just for those listeners, if you're not sure and you're kind of vacillating and you just want to know another side of it, go listen to this YouTube video by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It actually is shocking. And he is sincere and gives his mother a lot of credit. And the Kennedy family have protected the disabled for years. So, you know, if there's one thing that I do respect of the Kennedy family is I respect the Special Olympics, which I personally was involved in for years through the Parks and Recreation of the City of Bellevue. And I respect Eunice Kennedy for being the founder of that. And they know disability and they work to protect that. So if you're just uncertain, go look at that website. Our phone lines are open. If you have any knowledge or you have something you want to share, or you're just feeling a little confused because we're coming into Thanksgiving Day. I'm going to tell a little story when I come back on that. Give us a call. Our phone lines are open. What's the number, Benny?
It's 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819.
Yeah. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit stressdetective.net.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again when you stop dieting? Well, Becky decided to quit dieting and make a lasting lifestyle change with the help of Positive Changes Hypnosis. Becky, tell us how much weight you lost.
I've lost 65 pounds.
Tell us how Positive Changes is different than a diet.
I used to be out of control with my eating. Positive Changes put me back in control. I didn't really give up anything, but I just made better choices. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something, I had a couple bites, and then really didn't want the rest of it.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
What about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing feels? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop?
Hey, welcome back. Michael Jackson. God love him. We have a caller in, and we're going to take this call, and then I'm going to talk about Thanksgiving, because I kind of went on a wild, windish thing yesterday. So, Benny, who's calling?
All right, let's bring on Greg. He's calling in from Linwood. He has a question about his love life going on right now. He's recently separated from his wife, and he's sometimes. So he's looking to see if there's anything else out there for him. So, Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for calling. So
I can barely hear you.
Wait.
Oh, Benny's fixing it. Can you hear us
that's
now?
That's my fault. I accept full responsibilities of my actions. Go.
Yeah, there we go. I got you.
Great. So you're going through a bit of a transition right now, huh?
Yeah. I've called the show before. I was, like I said, I'm kind of going through a little bit of a separation right now. My wife has somebody else, and I'm just curious to see, if what's out there for me within the next, 6 months or so.
Okay. Is your divorce actually finalized?
No, it's just a separation right now.
Okay. But she's met someone else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She's currently active with somebody else right now, so.
How long have you been married?
Coming up on 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. When's your birthday, Greg?
6/29/67.
Okay. A little cancer. Great sign. Very sensitive.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hearing strength in your voice, and I can tell that you're being stoic through this, but I can also feel that your heart's just breaking. So,
well, it is a little, it can be a little frustrating at times.
You think so?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, here's the good news. All right. But I want to say something to you first on a personal level, okay? Because
sure.
I don't think it's easy to end relationships at any level, and especially some that you've been in for 20 years. All right, that's a long time, of being in that energy with that other person.
Yep.
And here's what happens when you separate that energy, okay? And this can go with, a divorce is a death. It's the same as a boyfriend that maybe you had hopes on, and you wanted to be in this relationship, but it's just not connecting from both sides. And for whatever the reason is, it's the stars aren't shining down on the energy.
Yeah.
But the release of that energy, Greg, scientifically, that release is a void. And here for 20 years, you've been giving your wife all this energy, correct?
Yeah.
You've been dedicated, and you've provided, and you've got adventures, and you've got memories, and you have a family, children?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of energy, and all of a sudden that energy being severed creates this huge void. You have all this energy that you are not sure where to direct to now. And this goes with people out there that have had deaths too, where they've been caretakers and nurturers for their families. And then all of a sudden the loved one passes and it's like, what do I do now? And there's a mourning, all right? There's a mourning through that. How long have you been separated?
Actually, we're still in the process of separating. My wife's been dating, but we've still been kind of stuck in the same house.
Okay. Interesting.
So she's been dating for 6 months, and she's pretty serious about about this other guy, and it just kind of leaves me kind of hanging. You know, yeah. I feel like the fifth wheel right now, so.
Yeah, it does, yeah. And are you staying there for financial purposes?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Are you both employed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, this is your year for new beginnings. Okay. And you're going to be in confusion on this, I'm going to tell you, because you're not going to get past your equator until January. Your equator is when the sun is the furthest away from you. And so it's always kind of a bit confusing. But once February, March especially hits, you're going to feel a lot clearer as to what you want. Because right now, you're not really acting on just your behalf. You're still, you know, doing your warrior male thing. You're taking care of the whole family still. And God bless you for that, Greg. I mean, you know, this is what you've been taught and trained to do. And so you don't have a complete clarity yet. And I don't believe you're going to get one until we get through the holidays in January. Once you step into February and March, all right, and there's a hiccup coming from her energy, too, because I never look at one person's energy. I also take her energy into consideration as well. All right.
Okay.
And she's in a little bit of a delusion right now. And we're going to give her that.
Okay.
She's not seeing this other person completely clear. I mean, after 20 years, she's seeing this as fresh and, you know, but your decision between you and your wife is going to come down the pike right around March or April. And it's at that point, you're going to know if this relationship that she is in, if there really is a foundation available for it. I'm feeling that it's a little superficial. And when I say superficial, I mean she's not seeing all that there is to see yet of this other person.
So, okay.
All right. So, but I'm not trying to get your hopes up either. All right.
Sure.
Because, you know, I shoot straight. Because what else is there? I'm a straight arrow shooter.
Sure.
But I am telling you that I respect what the energy that you're holding right now. I can feel, literally feel it in you, that it's not easy. And my heart goes out to you. And if you were standing here, I'd give you a big hug. Because you're holding some of the most difficult energy I think we're challenged to hold at times. And that is literally witnessing someone we love go through a transition and forcing us into our own transition. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because you've been forced. And so God bless you on that. So the holidays do look like they're okay. They're gentle. So be gentle.
Okay.
As gentle as a male warrior yourself can be with yourself. And then come February and March, you're going to have a truth and you're going to have to make another kind of decision. And that decision is whether you go forward or you rebuild. And it's a new beginning this year, so it is a beginning. You have still an opportunity if certain things play out the way I kind of see how they may possibly play out. You have an opportunity to maybe rebuild, but that information's not going to get revealed to you until February.
Okay.
And then it's kind of like, how far is she gone? And, you know, she's got her own loyalties to her children and stuff, but she's looking for something within herself. She's looking for her creativity, if you want to know the truth, Greg.
Okay.
She felt stifled, and she felt like she just couldn't be herself within the relationship with you.
Okay, I see.
And I don't say that as a punishment to you, because that's nothing you did. It's something that's coming from within her.
Okay.
All right, it's her conception. And actually, it's something that's coming even from her childhood, and that you've just been holding this energy for a long time with her. And it frustrates you, too, because it stopped you from maybe, you know, taking some leaps forward in life that you might have done differently had you had, you know, not been holding all of this energy for her, this energy of where she's stuck. So now you're getting freed up on all of this. Okay.
Okay.
Your children are the most important through this. All right. So you have a daughter, Greg, and a son?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Your daughter I'm most concerned with because she's extremely sensitive. She's very sensitive to this. They know what's going on. They're watching you guys.
I know.
And they understand it. And they think it's stupid.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So I just want to tell you that.
Not everything adults do is smart.
So, you know, don't lie, especially to your daughter. Don't. And what I mean by lie, not that you would, because I think you're really mm-hmm. tuned into her sensitivities as well, is
right.
Be as gentle and honest with her as you possibly can, because
okay.
she's really acting from a wise place and,
okay.
and she's seeing stuff, and then she's the messenger for your son. So if she gets clear, he gets clear. Okay. Because
okay.
otherwise, okay. he's just going to suppress it and shut it down. So be gentle through the holidays.
Okay.
Allow yourself to be as playful as you possibly can. And this is one warrior thing that you can do, because you playing with your kids and being gentle through it and doing the family traditions and really honoring it this year. Honor it like mm-hmm. it may be your last. Do it up.
Okay.
Have some fun through it and let them have okay. fun through it, because what your outcome will be is you'll give them a memory they'll never forget.
Okay.
All right. So
okay, well,
this is
you.
A new year for you. And there, if the relationship goes to where there's a new relationship for you, you
okay.
will not meet her until late spring, early summer. So I'm seeing really more like June, just before okay. your birthday. Again, it's not a cut and dry. You've got many things still up in the air. Be gentle with yourself
yeah.
through the process. Does okay. that help you?
Yeah, it does. Actually, it opens my eyes a little bit. So,
is it opening? So you understand that a little bit?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for calling. God bless. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right. That's a tough time.
Yeah,
and during
is.
The holidays, you know, my mother passed away on December 20th, and so the holidays for the last few years since she's passed, you know, they've been a really, I haven't been really engaging. I kind of like got stuck. So I'm more sensitive this year. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that, because I'm going to talk about Thanksgiving when we get back, because
okay.
I'm so sensitive right now.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666. 323-1666.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perth Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio, powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perth Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com, or call 425-398-8011.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. You bring feeling to my life. You're the inspiration.
Okay, if that song does not inspire you out there, I don't know what will. Yeah, what a great song. I've been on a little bit of a twisty roller coaster here. Through my own spiritual journey and how I've been feeling lately, because I see a lot of confusion going on in the world. And so yesterday I had a wonderfully fabulous day. I can't even believe how much I accomplished. Some days just go like that. And I got to thinking about Thanksgiving. And so I wanted to start doing some research on it, because, you know, I know what I was told by the pilgrims and, you know, what I was taught in school. I thought, lately there seems to be so many other sides to so many other stories that are going out. We're being told one thing and then we're being told something else. Well, I'm going to give credit to a profound goddess, because here's what we don't know about Thanksgiving. So I have a story for you. And then at the end of this story, I'm going to read you what I am thankful for, that I took the letters of Thanksgiving and put my own analogy behind each one. So sit back. I'm gonna read to you a little story that I read about Thanksgiving. Most stories of Thanksgiving history start with the harvest celebration of the pilgrims and the Indians that took place in the autumn of 1621. Although they did not have a three-day fest in celebration of a good harvest, and the local Indians did participate this first Thanksgiving, it was not a holiday. It was simply a gathering. There is little evidence that the Feast of Thanks led directly to our modern Thanksgiving Day holiday. Thanksgiving can, however, be traced back to 1863, when President Lincoln became the first president to proclaim Thanksgiving Day. The holiday has been a fixture of late November ever since. So there's a lot of years between 1662, or 1621 and 1863. However, since most school children are taught that the first Thanksgiving was held in 1621 with the pilgrims and the Indians, let us take a closer look at just what took place leading up to that event, and then what happened in the centuries afterward that finally gave us our modern-day Thanksgiving. The pilgrims who sailed to this country aboard the Mayflower were originally members of the English Separatist Church, a Puritan sect. They had earlier fled their home in England and sailed to Holland to escape religious persecution. There, they enjoyed more religious tolerance, but they eventually became disenchanted with the Dutch way of life, thinking it ungodly. Seeking a better life, the Separatists negotiated with the London Stock Company to finance a pilgrimage to America. Most of those making the trip aboard the Mayflower were not Separatists, but were hired to protect the company's interests. Only about one-third of the original colonists were Separatists. The pilgrims set ground at Plymouth Rock on December 11th, 1621. Their first winter was devastating, At the beginning of the following fall, they had lost 46 of the original 102 who had sailed on the Mayflower. But the harvest of 1621 was a bountiful one, and the remaining colonists decided to celebrate with a feast, including 91 Indians who had helped the Pilgrims survive their first year. It is believed that the Pilgrims would not have made it through the year without the help of the natives. The feast was more of a traditional English harvest festival than a true Thanksgiving observance. It lasted 3 days. Governor William Bradford sent four men fowling after wild ducks and geese. It is not certain that wild turkey was part of their feast. However, it is certain that they had venison. The term turkey was used by the Pilgrims to mean any sort of wild fowl. Another American staple at almost every Thanksgiving table is pumpkin pie. But it is unlikely that the first feast included that treat. The supply of flour had long been diminished, so there was no bread or pastries of any kind. However, they did eat boiled pumpkin, and they produced a type of fried bread from their corn syrup. There was no milk, cider, potatoes, or butter. There was no domestic cattle for dairy products, and the newly discovered potato was still considered by many Europeans to be quite poisonous. But the feast did include fish, berries, watercress, lobster, dried fruit, clams, venison, and plums. This Thanksgiving feast was not repeated the following year. In fact, many years passed before the event was repeated. It wasn't until June of 1676 that another day of Thanksgiving was proclaimed. On June 20th of that year, the Governing Council of Charlestown, Massachusetts, held a meeting to determine how best to express thanks for the good fortune that had seen their community securely established. By unanimous vote, they instructed Edward Rawson, the clerk, to proclaim June 29th as a day of Thanksgiving. It is notable that this Thanksgiving celebration probably did not include the Indians, as the celebration was meant partly to be a recognition of the colonists' recent victory over the heathen natives. 100 years later, in October 1777, all 13 colonies joined in a Thanksgiving celebration. It is also commemorative the patriotic victory over the British at Saratoga, but it was a one-time affair. George Washington proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving in 1789. Although some were opposed to it, there was discord among the colonies, many feeling the hardships of a few Pilgrims did not warrant a national holiday. And later, President Thomas Jefferson opposed the idea of having a Thanksgiving. It was Sarah Josepha Hale, a magazine editor, whose efforts eventually led to what we recognize as Thanksgiving. Sarah Hale wrote many editorials campaigning her cause in her Boston's Ladies magazine and later in Godday's Ladies book. Finally, after a 40-year campaign of writing editorials and letters to governors and presidents, Hale's obsession became a reality when, in 1863, President Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday in November as a national day of Thanksgiving. So here we have it, thanks to one woman, one goddess, who took her 40 years to continue to speak her truth, and we celebrate Thanksgiving. I'm going to end on my poem, and here you go. Here's what I'm thankful for, and I hope you find thanks this Thanksgiving too. Thoughtfulness, for it truly and always inspires my heart. honor, for it reminds me of my integrity, and without it, I would be impoverished. America, for it's my beautiful home where I'm allowed to be me. Nature, for your beautiful reflection of your simplicity and purity. Kindred, for the memory of ancestral connections that are merely of my soul. Sundays, for it is my day of pleasure and of rest. Giving, for it is my greatest teacher on receiving. Inspiration, for the reminder to feed and nurture my creativity. Volatility, for its innocence of strength, so that I may conquer my fears. Insightfulness, for the vision it gives me into a much deeper fulfilling moment. Nurturing, for the memory of love, that nothing grows without it. And godliness, for the respect of not knowing where on earth does life start and where on earth does life end. Thanksgiving is what I'm thankful for. God bless everybody. Have a great week.
You've been listening to It's a New Day with host Dawn Marie Stansfield. To contact Dawn Marie personally, please visit her website at dawnvision.com. And be sure to tune in next Monday to KKNW AM 1150 at 11 a.m. Pacific for more uplifting, inspiring conversations with Dawn Marie and her guests.